Bandwidth for the Frog Pants Studios network provided by Z Hosting at zhosting.com, providing reliable and affordable web solutions to everyone.
This is Hypothetical Help with Scott and Terpster, neither of whom are actual therapists or counselors. Any advice given on this show is truly hypothetical.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Hypothetical Help. This is the show where we give hypothetical help to hypothetical questions. My name is Scott Johnson, and I'm joined today by, as always, the Terpster. Hello.
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 That's my name. Don't wear it out. No, do wear it out. Go on. See if you can.
No, you like that, though. You want people to take your internet moniker and have it be as well known as possible, right?
Yes. In fact, if you could just go out to just anyone right now and just say Terpster and then run away, I'd really appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
If we can get you, my goal is to make it so Terpster is on the lips of all Americans and UKers alike.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Not like kissing.
No.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Otherwise, I'm going to be really busy.
Like we said, this is the show where we like to give advice to people who have called us in either through our gob line or our email address, just to tell people right up front in case you want to rush and do it now. 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0-GOB. That's a G-O-B on your little letters.
Are we going to get any during the show, do you reckon? Are we going to have to change?
Like while we're doing the show?
Yeah. Like, oh, breaking help coming in.
I don't think that'll ever happen. I'm just guessing. Just guessing, but I'm thinking it'll never happen. You can also email your attachments to podcast@hypotheticalhelp.com. Let's start with a call. And this week we're hearing for somebody who's writing a book but needs a name.
Hey, Scott and Terpster. This is Isan. I have a question for you. I'm writing a story about, first of all, I should say I'm 13. And I'm writing a story about a kid that goes to a new town and finds out that town, that aliens have been doing tests on the people in the town, and the kid joins a resistance creates a resistance to fight them off. And I was just wondering, would be a great name for the story. Thanks. Keep up the show. Love it.
All right. That's awesome. 13, writing his first book. I encourage
aliens.
The hell
Who
out
doesn't
of
like aliens?
Oh, aliens are great, dude.
Yeah,
it's all about, green dudes with big eyes, and they're taking over the world, and you got to fight back, and there's a little bit of Red Dawn in there, a little bit.
Yeah, it's good, actually. I like it. Yeah.
Go Wolverines.
I've got one instantly comes to mind.
Go for it.
UF Whoa. If I saw that, I'd be like, I like that. That instantly looks like a read.
Wow, dude, that's pretty
good.
You'd
probably be on Oprah's book club with a sweet title like that.
Yeah.
Or I found out that apparently the most popular book ever isn't like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. It's the Bible. So also running under the assumption that sequels do better, the Bible too. That could be a good title.
Yeah.
People see the Bible and then they see the Bible too. They think, oh, I've already got a Bible. I haven't got a Bible too. I should probably buy that. Well,
you know what I always say? The Bible could use some more aliens in it.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Whack in your main character, Jesus, and away you go.
Yeah.
People be like, this is amazing. The new Testament.
Give him a shotgun, a couple of grenades.
Ah, sweet.
Some sort of gas mask. I think this is, first of all, I just want to say I've got a nephew just a little bit older than you, this kid, and he's writing as well. His stuff is very reminiscent of sort of the Harry Potter, Sorcerer's Apprentice sort of vein of things. Percy Jackson kind of books, and it's quite good. And it's what really impresses me, or what I'm excited about, is there's a real, seems like a surge of young people interested in stories and writing and books more than in a long time. I have a 13-year-old, and she is way into books, like just cannot get enough.
It's
of
just
reading
because
books.
There's been so many fantastic book movies that have come out,
and
so you see a book movie and you think that's brilliant. I should probably write a book movie myself.
Yeah.
Some people don't do the movies, and I think, well, then no one's going to read it, so you might as well just, get a book movie,
right?
And then, I can read that in like an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on how long it is.
I just think it's great, so keep at it. I'm going to give you a title. Yeah, Terpsters are so good, I don't think I can really compete here, but I'm going to say, let's see, Probed.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That's pretty good. Another one might be, let's see. What's the kid's name is the question. So like if his character's name is, you know, Barry Fieldstein. Let's say it's his name.
Yeah.
Barry Fieldstein name. And the land of... I can't think of a good one. Never mind.
I forgot a good one. It's a little bit long, but it'd be like, hey, I think that guy over there might be an alien. And you just have that. And then people would be like, yeah, I wonder what that's about. It's about a guy who might be an alien.
New
Maybe
York,
there's more people who are aliens.
New York, you know? Bestseller, for sure.
Yeah.
I have no
doubt. Just put that. Actually, yeah, New York bestseller. There you go.
Yeah.
You got the title right there.
And aliens at the end. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Good luck to you, though, kid. I think this is awesome. And you should keep at it.
Do we get a free copy?
I'd love it. Send us a PDF or something. We would love to check it out.
Yeah.
Terpster's, you know, into animation. Maybe he'll animate your first feature film based on your
book. Go. Make it into a movie.
You never know.
Split the profits. All to me, none to you. Still splitting it.
You never know. We got another one who's trying to decide how to split his time between music and helping people.
Hey, Scott and Terpster. Got a question about what to do with my life. I really like music. That was the latest thing I'm learning on guitar. But I also really like community service and helping people. And I'm wondering which would be more fulfilling. Because I want to be happy, but I also want to do something useful with my life. I just came back from Haiti a few days ago with my parents, and really, the only reason I go with them is because I'm fortunate enough to have parents who are doctors who can afford it, really. But I sort of want to devote my life to doing something good. But I also just want to be happy. So what should I do? You know, should I pursue music or pursue helping people? Thanks.
I vote for both. You can do both. So I'll give you an example. His parents are doctors without borders, obviously, or maybe they may or may not be involved.
Or maybe they just don't respect borders. I'd like that better. Doctors who don't respect borders. They sound like badasses.
Yeah, when they play football, they just run all out the sides and, you know, what are you talking about, ref? There's no borders. Yeah. Anyway.
What are you talking about? I don't know bounds.
There are no boundaries.
I cannot be bound, or do I respect boundaries?
But look at them. They're professional physicians who have decided to also use their powers for good and go help people. So
rather than the evil scientists they are by day.
Right, exactly. So why couldn't you do that? Go ahead, pursue a music career.
And then become the president of Haiti. Brilliant.
and then, you know, whatever that means. I'll give you an example. If you do really well as a musician and you start selling out shows all over the country and you're on tour, you know, half those shows could go to charity, or you could do big charity concert events, or you could do all sorts of things that would connect the music to helping people. But even if that's not true, you can still do both. I mean, why limit yourself? And the question is about, you know, I want to live a happy life. Helping people provides that for many people. There's a lot of satisfaction in giving of yourself and not always thinking of yourself. And you know, helping other people in need. So that's a noble thing to do. It's a good thing to do, and I would recommend it. But I don't think it has to supersede your personal creative goals. You can do both.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, what would you do, Terpster, if you were some sort of musician, troubadour type guy? You play the guitar or something, don't you?
I own a guitar and I can play a few songs on it. The best thing I like to recommend to people is learn one song that's really complicated or just sounds vaguely complicated and learn to play it well, and then people will think you can play the guitar. I can play Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven.
Yeah.
I can play it very well.
Yeah.
And people think, oh, whoa, no way. Are you good at the guitar? No, I can play one song on the guitar and it works. You know. And let's be honest, basically your question was, should I help people or should I try and pick up chicks?
Yeah.
Because basically, if you're the guitarist, you're going to get a bit of action. It's just the rules. Drummers, sorry, it doesn't happen. Yeah. So the thing is I think you can do both. I think Scott's right. You know, you could practice your guitar an hour, 5 minutes. It doesn't matter as long as you do something. And, I mean, you could come home from helping people and just play some guitar while lying on your bed or something like that. You know, just noodle away. There's there's really no reason to have to make that choice between one or the other. And Scott's, you know, fusing them would be obviously ideal. It depends who you're helping. You know, you wouldn't be able to, you know, play a sweet song and like feed someone with it, but you can feed them emotionally, maybe.
Right.
You know, someone's feeling, ah, oh, everything's gone wrong for me in the world. All of a sudden, you walk along with a guitar, start playing, and they think, oh my Lord, I wish he gave me money. But at least you've made an effort, and that counts for something.
It does indeed. Now, to commemorate this advice today and to help you along your way, I've decided to pull out my guitar, which I have right here in my lap, and play an original piece I've been working on. So here goes. Hold on, I'm gonna move the mic around. Okay. All right, here we go. Check me out. Oh, yeah, dude. I wish you could see my fingers moving. Okay, watch this part. All right, that may have been Eddie Van Halen.
Is that two guitars?
No, just the one.
No, just one. That's how awesome that is.
Just the one on my lap.
Just doing two things at once on it.
The dexterity I possess is renowned.
And yet, Scott is a podcaster, a cartoonist, an animator, and he does volunteer work as well. And yet he can also rock out a sweet tune like you just heard.
Yeah, is there anything I can't do?
There's no reason to choose.
Yeah. There's nothing I can't do is the way I look at it.
No, I don't think there is, actually.
Wow.
Except maybe do something badly. I think that would be the one thing you can't do. Something badly.
Well, right. And one might say, well, here's a guitar, do something badly, and even that.
Just can't. Again, you could try, but it would just sound amazing. Yeah. It would change lives.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad we've cleared that up because I don't think my true self has been exposed enough on the show, but there it is.
Oh, exactly. No, I'm glad that we did that. That's
there
beautiful.
It is for all to see. Hey, some people like to get married and they like to have kids, and this guy is getting married and is going to have a kid, and he wants to know what the hell to name it.
Hey, Scott and Terpster, this is Chuck. Me and my fiance found out a couple months ago that she was pregnant, and that's all great and good and everything, but something that's been happening is we've been like trying to come up with names for the baby. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet, but I'm the third, and as far as my name goes, I have the same name as my father, and he has the same name as his father, and so I kind of want to carry the tradition on. And if we have a son, firstborn son, to name him, you know, my name, Chuck the Fourth. But my girlfriend doesn't seem too big on this idea, and she argues with me that it's taken away her opportunity to name the baby, and that we should sit down together and come up with something that we want to name it, and not just, I guess, be forced into naming our baby just based off of my family history. All right, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
All right, Chuck the second.
Sweet.
Third.
Chuck the third, he was.
Yeah. Charles, I mean, I guess
I don't
it's
know, Charles, exactly.
Yeah.
I think Charles is a classy name. It might be my middle name. But, you know, Charles is a good name. And, you know, Chuck's a cool TV show. I enjoy watching Chuck. So, I don't know. I think it's a good name. I totally get, though,
you're going to support his decision based on this show that you like. I like that.
I like that. I think it's good. I think if I don't meet a lot of Jack Bowers, or at least Jacks, then I feel like people have been missing why that show was put out. It was to give people an idea of what they could name their son. They're thinking, I want to name my son something American and something badass. Who's an American badass? Jack Bauer. There you go. Jack Bauer the third. You know, and that's all they do.
Oh, man. Your American accent is the best or the worst. I can't decide.
I think it's both.
Because you haven't heard my British one, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Speaking probably. Of things I can't do, right?
Actually, I think I have heard it. I think I've heard you kind of mock me, and all it is, oh, hello, I'm going to shine your shoes, governor. So, I don't know. I'm trying to do a voice, and I can't do it. But yeah, it's that bad.
You're probably right. This is kind of a tough question. We went through this with each of our kids. You know, you're naming a living human being, and they're going to have that name for the rest of their lives. So it's not an easy choice. I would probably look for some compromise because obviously she is, you know, not necessarily loving the idea of another Chuck in the family. However, Charlie's a really cute name for a boy. So I say Charlie is the way to go.
Or for a girl. You can have a girl called Charlie.
That's right. And
so that way you're still carrying on the tradition. in a new kind of modern compromisey way.
And if people want to call her Chuck one day, fine.
They can do.
There's an example of that in some other TV show I can't think of where a girl's named Chuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not Chuck.
Sure, not sure I approve of it, but
I can't
that's
remember.
Just how it'll go.
I don't remember what the show is. It's actually kind of a new show, but...
But I also think like middle names is cool. Like you can say like, I'll call him Chuck if it's a boy, and you can call him whatever you want for the middle name.
Yeah. And well, oh, can you explain something to me? It reminds me of this Chuck thing. So Wallace and Gromit, awesome import from Britain. Love it. Nick Park, my hero, all that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Made in Bristol, where I live.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, it's amazing. Is that where that warehouse is that burned down?
That's
all that stuff in it.
They've got other stuff now, but yeah.
And you still have that box of matches with your fingerprints on it? No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
So that was very sad. I hated that, hearing about that. But in the Wallace and Gromit shorts, specifically the wrong trousers, which is still just a classic. He refers to Gromit as Chuck occasionally.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that just a British thing to say to people generally?
It's a northern British thing, really. I think. I might be corrected by someone who's from the north. But it's more of a kind of northern saying, like, you know, Tara, Chuck, you know, yeah, Chuck. You know, Chuck just feels like a...
Like buddy, kind of, pal, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think so. Because it's more, it's not so much Chuck, it's more Chuck.
Yeah.
Which I think is like... chick almost, but wrong. So it's almost like, you know, like you'd say like, all right, see you then, love.
Oh,
you
know, see you
chick. See you chuck.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. It's just the northern, you know, northern English. They're a little bit, you know, a little bit funny.
No, that's interesting. I would always wondered about that. I'm glad this came up.
There you go.
Anyway, I would sit down with your girlfriend and I would say, look, we have to come up with a decision together. Suggest Charlie, if she doesn't like that.
You might
get lucky.
Winner wins.
It may be a girl anyway and you won't care. Because he doesn't know.
Likes girls. Oh god,
my first two were girls, and you can never predict. There's not all that stuff about, you know, you can predict or figure out a way to make a boy versus a girl. It's not true. It's an old wives tale. It's all a random happenstance. If you had a chance to make 100 babies and someone else did too, chances are you're both going to end up 50-50.
Except if the coin lands on its side.
Yeah, and then you're going to end up with a child you don't want.
You could probably still call it Chuck, in fairness.
Yes. He may have both male and female genitalia, but you can name him Chuck.
Even the better. More ambiguous the name, the better.
Yeah, I agree with that. So just work on it together. There's this thing where if you're getting married and you can work together now to figure out this name, it's a good sign for all the other stuff you're going to have to work together on. Lest you become one of the statistics of yet another divorced couple in this or any other country, which is way
otherwise,
too
high. You could maybe concede this small matter or large matter, however you see it, in exchange for other stuff. So I don't know. It might be worth picking your battles as well. If she's pretty passionate about it, then, you know. Or you just say, I'll take him down the registry office to register his name. That's fine. No, don't worry. Yeah, Stephen. We've agreed. Stephen. I got there. And you won't believe it. Went completely blank. Couldn't remember how to write Stephen. So I didn't want to spell it wrong, so I wrote Chuck.
Nice. You know, people call me Steve sometimes. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate
really?
It. Yeah. Because
why would they call you Steve?
I don't know. It happens all the time.
Like Johnson. All right, Steve.
Leo
How's
Laporte, the first time I met Leo Laporte and he had me on Twitter, he doesn't do this anymore, but when we first met, he called me Steve. Steve Johnson. Like, no, Leo, dude, it's Scott. And it happens all the time. People are constantly calling me Steve.
If he's got quite a crazy name, actually, so he gets away with it, really, doesn't it? You couldn't call him, like... Leonard, no, that's Leo. Yeah, you can't do it. So
no.
Yeah, I don't see how they do it with Scott though.
Yeah.
Do you ever get like Mrs. Johnson? Because if they write Mr. S, it looks like Mrs.
Oh, no? I didn't even think about that. No, that's never happened.
That's what would worry me about naming. See, this is why I shouldn't ever name a child, because I'd be like, well, we can't call him something beginning with S, because otherwise people would think he's a girl. They'd be like, no, that doesn't happen. It could happen. I've seen it before and wondered.
Anything's possible.
Yeah,
we should shore ourselves up from all eventualities.
Zoltan, that would be my child's name.
Yes, Zoltan is a brilliant name. But yeah, good
I
luck.
Call it something T and middle name something N, just so his initials would be TNT.
Oh.
Like, yeah, he's dynamite.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good
idea.
And
then he can grow to be a rock star or a porn star. One of the two.
I think I know you're too young to be thinking about all this, but I think you're going to make a funny freaking dad. Like, you'll be a weird ass dad that the kid will just love bringing kids over to the
kid
house.
Wearing all pink and a skirt. Yeah. I've told him it's normal. He believes anything I tell him. It's amazing.
If you want to be a rock star in that way, here's what you should do. You should come to the States. You should marry a girl from the States.
Yeah.
You should have kids here. So they'll grow up without the accent and all that, but their dad will be this crazy talking British guy. All the kids will love it. They'll all want to come over all the time and listen to you. That way, you'll make sure they're not all, you know, humping and making babies and setting things on fire and stuff. You'll be in charge.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Great.
I planned the whole thing out.
Cool. Cheers. I'll let you know how it goes.
I got a Venn diagram all set for you. That's going to do it for calls. Thank you guys so much. These are wonderful calls, as always. And as a reminder, don't forget to use our gob line. Those calls are pretty good, and we like them. 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0GOB. We prefer the email attachments. Those are great. MP3s and the like. podcast@hypotheticalhelp.com. You can also send your written feedback. We're happy to get that as well. And, of course, the site to visit is hypotheticalhelp.com. And Terpster, people can follow us on Twitter, I'm told. It's what all the kids are doing.
They can do, exactly. And you can follow me at twitter.com/the_T. And you can follow Scott at twitter.com/extra life.
Let's give some love to some iTunes folk who've
left
us
a nice one here in the UK, actually, from Weezer838. I don't know the significance of the numbers, but I'm interested. Maybe August 83 you were born? Who knows? And it is 5 stars. Simply lol. He says, you guys got me kicked out of the iTunes store in Norwich for laughing too much. Love the show. Just a shame humans don't have a mute button.
Wow.
So I didn't know there was an iTunes store, but apparently there is. Is it an Apple store? Is there an iTunes store?
I don't know. If he means, I think he means the Apple store.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I've never tried buying music there.
Unless he's sitting there using iTunes and laughing, and then a message
came up.
And then
the computer
said,
like, stop laughing.
That's it. You're out. Take your stuff and leave. We got a great review, a 5-star review on the US store from Midomi, who says, simply amazing. I love both Scott and Terpster because they both are really entertaining and funny. Scott is extremely entertaining and a real American dad. Terpster brings even more comedic relief and British culture shock to the show. Their duo in this show provides me with loads of entertainment, and I hope the show stays around for a very long time. Their advice is actually quite sound at times. Well, that part I don't agree with.
That sounded a little bit shocked there. I think it's sound most of the time.
Yes, if not all the time or ever. Like, not at all. Thank you so much. We love these 5-star reviews. Go to iTunes. Leave us a review. We would love to read your reviews on the show. And thank you all for your continued support. Episode 20 is right around the corner. That'll be next week. Until then, everyone have a wonderful week, and we'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.